Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支。来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店，注册会员即可领取20元消费券，老会员拉新下单更有现金红包。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix. 欢迎回来久违的新词特饮。Today we're diving deep into a word you probably unknowingly sipped on many times across social media. It's like a strong pungent drink that makes you frown at first taste, but keeps you coming back for more.
今天我们要讨论一个你可能在社交媒体上无意会品尝到的词，就像那个烈酒，虽然第一口让你呛到，但是总是会有一种莫名的吸引力，让你不断的回来再尝一口。这个词就是 rage bait, 愤怒诱饵。
And this word has been chosen as word of the year by Oxford Dictionary for 2025. Before we begin, I want you to think about the most recent piece of social media content that made you really angry. Maybe it was an opinion that offended your values. Perhaps it's a celebrity quote.Taken out of context. That instantaneous surge of rage, that impulse of, I must say something, this is wrong. That is precisely the reaction rage bait is meticulously designed to trigger.
当你看到那种你觉得让你不爽的信息，那一瞬间，你的义愤填膺，那种我必须要说点什么的冲动，恰恰是 rage bait精心设计他想要触发的反应。
So what exactly is rage bait? It's quite literally rage and bait.
愤怒加上诱饵这个词直译就是愤怒诱饵。
It refers to content specifically designed to provoke viewers or listeners' anger, indignation, and heated debate. This could be a video, a headline, a post,or even just an image. Its core purpose isn't to inform or spark insightful conversation, but to precisely target emotional pressure points. In other words, to just make you angry. Angry enough that you feel like you have to click, comment, or even share it to let everyone else judge. So we can think of rage bait as fishing.In the digital age,
它就是数字时代的钓鱼。
So traditional fishing uses bait to attract fish, while rage bait uses meticulously crafted emotional bait to catch your attention, your engagement, and time. But here is the difference. When a fish is hooked, it knows it's hooked, it's been caught. While we humans, when biting on rage bait, we often still firmly believeWe're speaking up for justice or debating for truth. Now, this sense of self-righteousness,
这种自我正义感,
is precisely the most exquisite part of rage bait's design. So you might ask, why has rage bait become so prevalent? This brings us to our first keyword, algorithmic amplification.
Algorithm 是我们讨论过很多次的一个词，就是算法。那Algorithmic amplification 是算法放大。
Think of social media algorithms like insatiable monsters. They're never full. They're always hungry. And their favorite food is engagement, interactions. Likes, comments, shares, watch time. Anger being one of the most intense and interaction-driving human emotions. It's really the ultimate temptation.Imagine this cycle. A piece of content receives numerous comments due to controversy.
比如说一条特别引发争议的内容，它有大量的评论。
So the algorithm identifies high engagement rates. Therefore, it pushes it to more users. So more people see it and join the fight. Therefore, engagement data skyrockets even further.The algorithm gives it even more traffic recommendation. And this is an endless cycle. And this is how something goes viral.
这就是病毒式的传播。
The entire system operates like a highly efficient outrage engine within a click-driven economy. Click-driven economy 就是点击驱动的经济，靠这种点击率。Under this economic model, engagement matrix, 互动指标 have become the ultimate measure of content value. So it doesn't matter if your content is good or bad. Content creators, marketing accounts, even media outlets, they will not pursue reporting facts or provoking thought. Instead, they optimize for the anger potential. And this has given birth to a really warped, really distorted logic when they're creating content. They don't care whether the content is true or valuable. They care about whether it can maximize emotional reactions, especially negative emotions like anger. 所以创作的基本逻辑变得很扭曲，它就是最大限度地要激发人的这种负面情绪。So you might ask, what are the common recipes for rage bait? How to make a rage bait if I want to? Well, as you can imagine, it's often controversial content, especially polarizing content, 两极化的内容。For example, men against women, the rich against the poor. These type of contents, they usually oversimplify complex issues into black and white opposing stances. For example, supporting A means you have morals. Supporting B means you're a moron. Or it deliberately challenges widely accepted social norms or ethics to grab attention. 甚至他还会刻意的去挑战社会规范或者说道德准则和底线来博眼球。Another more subtle form is taking quotes out of context. 另外一种更微妙的形式就是断章取义。Extracting the most easily misunderstood segment of someone's speech and pairing it with a sensational headline to steer public opinion. All these strategies, what they're doing is instead of promoting understanding, they're trying to create divisiveness. And this process accelerates emotional contagion. 这种情绪传染 emotional contagion allows anger to spread rapidly through a crowd.Again, like a virus. With algorithmic amplification, anger can form echo chambers or filter bubbles.
我们之前经常提到的回音室效应或者这种过滤气泡
where people holding similar angry views, they continuously gather and reinforce each other. So you're so sure that whatever you think is correct, is righteous. Ultimately, this potentially obscures the full picture and shrinks the space for actual rational dialogue and discussions. Now here comes the question. As content consumers, as viewers and listeners, how can we identify and respond to rage bait? Well, here are a few key things you can do. First things first, slow down. When an article or video title makes your blood pressure spike instantly,Don't rush to the comment section. If you feel very angry, strong negative emotion after watching something or reading something, you have to trigger that alarm that tells you, look, this might just be a rage bait. Slow down. Ask yourself, is the aim of this content to give you information or to make you angry? Does it present the full picture or just a carefully selected segment? Second,You need to check the source. Look into whether the information source is reliable. Are the arguments supported by data or logic? Do you see multiple perspectives or just a really provocative statement? If you don't see any reasoning process, but only conclusions, you need to be super alert and vigilant.
如果你看不到任何推理过程或者说证据逻辑支撑，只能看到一个单纯的结论，就要保持警惕。
And then you need to examine your own emotional response. If you find yourself super agitated, really absolute, you might need to think about it. Because truly complex social issues are rarely understandable through simple black and white, good and evil. Allowing issues to have gray areas, and this is actually a sign of intellectual maturity. And finally, manage your engagement. meaning don't fall into the trap of rage bait. Don't get hooked and don't take the bait. Don't rush to comments and share your anger with others because you're only amplifying it. Of course, this doesn't mean we should remain silent about injustice, but rather that we should choose more effective and more constructive ways to engage. For example, sharing verified information, participating in logical and fact-based discussions. Remember, every time we choose not to click the obviously sensationalizing title, every time we spend 3 extra minutes verifying information before sharing, every time we refuse to use extreme polarizing labels to simplify complex people or issues, we're making a small but significant contribution to creating a healthier information environment. And that ends today's buzzword. Let's move on to the sample sentence. As political tensions rise, social media platforms are flooded with rage baits. As political tensions rise, social media platforms are flooded with rage baits. 你听懂了吗？关注公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”来获取更多拓展内容。So, when was the last time you fell for a rage bait? 期待你的分享，我们下期见。
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目，酒馆也有自己的视频号，现在每天都有在公益直播，来微信视频号“露露的英文小酒馆”。一键预约所有直播，来直播间和我们学起来吧。